Dictation for Michael Walker. February 3, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N, 3868139. Dear Dr. Deaton, a follow-up for Mr. Walker, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in April, comes accompanied with son, patient has memory issues, there has been problems of tooth infection abscess, was locally Covenant Hospital, transferred to University of Michigan, intravenous oral medications, initially clindamycin, changed to levofloxacin flagyl, has completely healed, an episode of gout on the left foot, treated with the steroids, urinary tract infection, question pyelonephritis, has enlargement of the prostate, PSA not elevated, diabetes fairly well controlled, stress testing cardiology negative, question paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but no treatment has been given. He's been advised to activate his home monitor when he has any symptoms. For the most part, weight is stable, appetite fair. He does his own cooking. He's still grieving, passing away of wife a year and a half. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in the urine, no cloudiness or blood, no major edema, claudication, other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight diabetes treatment, triglycerides, for blood pressure, HCTC lisinopril. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 128/74 on the right side. No evidence of respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no abdominal flank discomfort, no major edema or focal deficit, normal speech, does have memory issues. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from a few days ago, October, creatinine 1.9, baseline is around 1.7 to 1.9, present GFR 34 stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 11.7, a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, slowly progressive over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Background of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Prior history of prostate cancer, radiation treatment. Needs to follow with urology, given the recent urinary tract infection. His most recent PSA is 2.48, but I have not been following prior numbers to compare. There has been previously documented bilateral renal cyst. There has been no obstruction. From the renal standpoint, chemistry is on a regular basis. Salt fluid restriction. The patient and son inquire if he will candidate for medication like Farxiga. or Jardiance. Given the recent infection in the urine, probably not a good idea. Also, the cutoff is 30 and he's around 34. Used to follow urology in the University of Michigan, Dr. Wolf, which has moved to Texas. He mentioned prior bladder stone. End of dictation.